Others with your permission. Hazrat Hashem, Rosh Hashanah is coming. The Gemara tells us the person should do some signs on the night of Rosh Hashanah. I don't say mainly the first night of Rosh Hashanah. Even before he washes his hands, after he washes his hands. He should take some food and he should hold it in his hand and say the bracha and special prayer. For example, Asherim Lemachzorim, all kind of fruits and vegetables. The name that we call the fruit and vegetable, we try to adapt it to one of our prayers. For example, a carrot, in Hebrew it's called gezer. The word gezer comes from the root of the word gezerot. Gezerot means decrees. And you say about the prayer Lamah, and you say, Ratzon Mefanecha Hashem Elokeinu, Tigzor Alem Gezerot Tovot, should have good decrees. And cancer, ואתם אין כל גזרות קשות ורעות. כן, זה לא זה בדיוקס. ובדייט, it's called, in Hebrew it's called תמר. So you take the first two letters of the word תמר, and you adapt it in a request. יהיה רצון שיתמו שלנו, that our enemies will be finished. And the list, and the מחזורים, and the סידורים, יהיה רצון. I thought it's a very nice idea. But Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaDin, the Day of Judgment. Whatever happened this year was already decided on last Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is not a day that a person could just pass by. It's like you come in front of a court. So again, come in front of the court, you don't need to speak to the judge and ask him, Yeratzon this, Yeratzon that. A witness is the facts. And judges didn't decide it. There's nothing to do. Your enemies will be destroyed, or you have good decrees. And you recognize the positive. So Hashem knows what to do. There's a good accounting firm. And he decides for the positive way. Chas v'shalom, somebody doesn't have it. Hashem waits for him up to Rosh Hashanah until Yom Kippur says him a tshuva. And it's nice to say Yeratzon. You can ask Hashem Yiraton, Hashem please, I hope that you accept my teshuvah and you come out with a verdict, with a very merciful verdict. Yeah, you can do it. But you can say Yiraton things that is not to do with the court case. Not only that, it sounds like a joke. Chachamim tell us that in Shamayim, excuse me, the trial goes, something that's very similar goes downstairs. Same idea. As a prosecutor, as a lawyer, Hashem is the judge. Imagine somebody is in front of a judge. And the judge is about to come with a verdict. He says, hold on, Mr. Judge. Takes out from his pocket a carrot. And says, Mr. Judge, I hope you made a good decree. You know what I'm saying? It's not a joke, it's embarrassment. Stay in front of the Melech Malchim, it's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What are you saying? There's nothing to do. It's all over, finished. Now is the day, Hashem is looking at you fire. He has to do good decrees, bad decrees. Whatever you deserve, Hashem will give it to you. Comes the Gemara, it's the Gemara. Imana Milta. Don't underestimate the custom. This is the real custom. And a person should be very serious about this. Do it. Still, again, we don't know what it is. What's the purpose of it? Hashem really listens to you. You say such a thing. And this is Parashat Ki Tavu. It always comes 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah. It's the first mitzvah, excuse me. Mitzvah Bikurim. Bikurim, the Gemara says, after Shavuot, it's Shavuot is called Yom HaBikurim, people start bringing the Metamidosh, the first fruits that blossom. Means that we say, the Mishnah, as the person has watered and sealed, he goes down to it and he sees, the Mishnah says, a fig. You see, just a little thing comes out, a bud comes out, he takes a little string or rope, gami, put it around it, and said, this is because I'm going to bring it to the Kohen in Beit HaMikdash. Every day we say, how much you have to bring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the Kohen, and I'm sure. There is no measurement, no quantity, no demand from HaKadosh Baruch Hu how much to bring. Take one, so the guy has fields, no orchard. I said, what do? So you take one fruit, you put it in the basket, you go to Yerushalayim. The Mishnah describes the welcome of Yerushalayim to those people as being Bikurim. Because all the stores all stand outside, welcome the people, sing with the people, person comes to Beit HaMikdash, he goes to the Kohen, and he tells him, here, look at it, I brought you something. The Kohen said, what do you mean, I don't see something? He said, see the basket? You see inside this basket is one raisin. I said, well, what is this? This is for you, Bikurim. Hami said, no, it's not right, bring 1/60th of your produce. The Makadosh Baruch Hu was one. Until Chachamim came up with this idea, people used to come to the Mishkan, Beit HaMikdash, not the Mishkan, in Eretz Yisrael, yes. Only in Eretz Yisrael. You come to the Kohen, you go to them, you have to put it, excuse me, you put the basket next to the altar, and you bow down, and you have to read the text. The text you say like this, see, Yaakov Avinu was in Laban's house, Laban wanted to kill Yaakov, and eventually we went down to Egypt, and we suffered so much, and Hashem saved us, and here we are in Eretz Israel, and here is the Bikurim, with the bring. Come to Gemara, and it says at the end of the next paragraph, it says a statement from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that usually in Gemara says that statement is bad news. You want it every time you find in the Torah and the Tanakh, the word in Hebrew Vayashkev. Vayashkev means look very thoroughly into something. It means that Hashem is going to punish somebody. So that word, that language, Hashem uses in the Tanakh only when Hashem so-called is upset about something. This is Parsha, according to one of the explanations. After the paragraph of Bikurim, in another paragraph, doesn't matter. The end of the two paragraphs, we tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, you have special glasses that you judge people. From those glasses that you look through, look at what we did, please give us blessing. Said the Gemara, because of the Bikurim, not only Hashem gives the Baruch Hu, even though when Hashem wears so-called his black glasses, those glasses are a sign of anger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. From those glasses, Hashem will give you Baruch Hu because it means like this. Hashem puts the black glasses on his eyes, and he wants to judge the person. Then Hashem says, oh, that person brought the Kurim. So while Hashem so-called still wears the bad glasses, the black glasses, Hashem gives the person a bracha. That's how powerful Bikurim is. The Rambam in his commentary, when he speaks about it, and he tells us the halachot of Bikurim, he says, when the person brings Bikurim, he has to confess. It's called the confession of the Bikurim, confession. But when you read the text, no confession at all. Just a statement, opposite. You pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said, look, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look, I came over here, I bring you Bikurim. I said, nothing, we don't say anything about sin, about something bad that we did. Nevertheless, the Rambam called it confession. You must read the confession. And Hashem wants to read the confession, Why we bring the Mikdash? You have to read the text. So what is it all about? For what you have to read the text? Why it's called confessions? What has to do with I came out of Egypt and I'm brought here to Israel? What do you try to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I mean, tell us the following. You know, Shlomo HaMelech had a special book. It's called the Book of Medicine. And Shlomo HaMelech hid it. What was written in that book? I mean, tell us, for example. There's no certain things about this. This is the purpose of creation. The Kadosh Baruch Hu created all those fruits and vegetables. It's not because we should have what to eat. If what to eat, Kadosh Baruch Hu, either he would create us without needy to eat anything, or he would create one thing. Why do you have to have all those fruits and vegetables? Come on. What does Hashem do? Come on. Amin tell us, and Shlomo HaMelech knew it, was the first one to understand the creation very well, better than anybody else. Of course, Moshe Rabbeinu knew it also, but just the people did not know nothing. So, Shlomo HaMelech created all the trees, and trees that give fruit, trees that don't give fruit. Because every tree and every leaf and every fruit or vegetable have a special energy to protect the person or and to give the person special energy. So you must have like this, for example, the Gemara says, the person should always pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu before something happens. After something happens, to pray to Hashem, it's very hard to cancel HaShalom a decree. Easy to cancel it before it comes on the surface. Says the Gemara, so I tell the Rabbi who came to Eretz Yisrael, and he went to a few places. In the two places the Torah mentioned, he went to Shechem. So the Gemara says, why does the Torah tell the Avraham to Shechem? The Gemara says, because Avraham was Ruach HaKodesh, and you know that his grandchildren, Shimon and Levi, they will go one day to Shechem to release Dinah, and they will fight and kill 24,000 people. This is a miracle. To kill 24,000 people, and not one. Of course, as the Gemara says, it was a failure of Brit Milah. Still, nobody was able to do anything to them. I said, you know why? Because before they went, previous generations before, Avram already prayed for them. Now when you got to Shechem, I said, Avram, why did you go to Shechem? Avram said, in Ruach HaKodesh, I see that my great-grandchildren will have over here like some kind of a war. And if you pray before it starts, the power of your prayer is much stronger than if it was already decreed out. The same way, the Gemara says, it is in the Torah of Avinu, went to a place called Ai. This is one of the first places Yeshua captures in Israel. And then he tells us Yeshua attacked Ai, and there was an ambush over there, and Amisrael ran away and had some casualties. That was amazing, only 36 people die, or maybe not even 36, maybe only somebody equals to 36 people. The one says, how come, what kind of miracle is this? One says, you know what? Avraham Avinu went to Israel, he went to that place, he stopped on that spot, he prayed on that spot, that his grandchildren, 300 years later, will get to that spot and have a war, they'll be able to escape the war. So to my, you see from that, how important it is to pray before something comes. God says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created all those fruits and vegetables is because Hashem wants for us to eat them. But you have the Kavanah, it's hard to appreciate to know which fruit refers to what. But God says, for example, Shlomo HaMelech was in the book and this was known. In our time, we don't know it exactly, maybe some people do know. As if somebody breaks an arm. So they call Dr. Baruch. What was Dr. Baruch?
That means
No, we go to the Baruch. We would go in a special leaves from a certain tree that you put on the place the bone was broken, heals, I don't know if a day or two, we don't need a cast, not separate cast, nothing, no x-ray, no MRI, nothing. This is everything. You don't need knee operation, you don't need the shoulder replacement, you don't need nothing. Nothing. The whole thing is shekel. Hashem created all this, Hashem wrote it in his book. For everything. So, I'm going to say, you know, certain things, Kadosh Baruch Hu told you, you know what? You eat this thing, you use that thing, that's going to prevent for this thing to happen to you. Given this, let's say, if you eat certain food, it's going to heal you if you have, let's say, a sore throat. Or in America it's called corona. But something that you eat, today we call vaccination. No, vaccination, you don't need vaccination. You need to have something to prevent. It's going to help also after, but not as much as if you have it before. This was the purpose of HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he created everything. That while you're eating it, you say Baruch to Hashem, and that Baruch is like a vitamin. It's like a vaccination that you're not going to get nothing. If you would know the Kabbalah, this is Shlomo HaMelech wrote in the book. It's called the Book of Shlomo. The Book of Medicine. Sefer HaRefuot Shlomo HaMelech. And says Shlomo says, listen, you eat this, and you can have that. This doesn't matter. Cancel the so-called the decrees before they came, but the power was not because he just ate it. Because he said Bracha on it, because he thinks, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for created for me a carrot. So if you would have the carrot, and you have in mind, all year round. This man having a carrot, why do you have a carrot? Because I have carrot? No. Not because you have carrot, because Hashem wants you to have carrot. Why? Because carrot generates positive energy that Hashem will cancel bad decrees and Hashem will come with good decrees on you. Because that tefillah, that prayer, the energy of that prayer is inside what I'm going to eat. That's the secret of the food. That's the secret. Hashem never had a mind you should have good food for. Obesity is just opposite. When a person doesn't eat the Shem Shamayim, so not only does he get energy, he ruins the purpose of that creation. As Dalil says, the person before eats something, he has to think that he eats the Shem Shamayim, doing the Shem Shamayim. Of course, there are secrets in Kabbalah as well on what it is. But just on the surface, it means that food that I eat is what helps me. And actually, the Imam writes in his commentary that if a person would give himself to eat the same way he gives his horse, he never gets sick. And he says, why does the horse eat? Hey, let him drink water. So what's the secret behind it? Because if you're going to decide you're not going to eat the food because you have a desire to eat the food, and you just want to eat the food because of the purpose of creation of that food, you're not going to get sick. Horse never gets sick because it eats, hey, it's tasteless. You need to eat more. So the Rambam, all the sicknesses come from the food. Chazanish goes even further. Chazanish said, you know, somebody goes to the cemetery and he comes outside, he's coming. He touches a person, the person also coming but on a lower level. The third person already is also lower. So Chazanish said, listen, food is like the dead person himself. What do you mean? Because the creation of food was not meant for desire. It meant you should have in mind that food was created for me to save me, has some bad decrees, or gives me good decrees. And according to every food or vegetable, you should apply the name of this food or vegetable, and that gives it energy. That's the secret of it. On the sense, because very well happened. This world, the downfall of this world, was the food. Of course, the Torah tells you, sorry what happened. Hashem put Adam HaShem in the Eden, and here came the snake, and convinced Chava to eat from the tree. It would be bad enough this ate from the tree. But Torah describes why really she ate from the tree. Why? Torah says, not because the snake was missed, that's not true. Torah says in the text, Vatera Isha, the lady saw. She told her to the Malachal. She looks at the tree and says, must taste very well. Very good. But she told her to nine, or emphasize, she had a special desire in her eyes, excuse me, to eat from the tree. This was the problem. The problem was not just the snake coming through. There's something else, okay? But the desire that made her eating from the fruit, that was the problem. The fruit was created, just the opposite, for your spiritual life, that your spiritual life will protect your physical life. And by having, just because you have a desire, you miss the purpose of creation. And this is an example. I said, oh, so upset. So upset, why do you eat from the tree? It's a big deal about that. No, you understand. You ruin the purpose of creation by eating something that was made for that way, and you took it, it is for something else. And actually, the Torah tells us a story. It's Moshe Rabbeinu was in Shamayim. And after 40 days, Hashem told him, listen, go downstairs. The nation that you took out of Egypt did the golden calf. Says the Gemara, Moshe came up to Shemaim to accept the tablets, the Luchot. And Hashem tells him, go downstairs without it, it's not his text. Nevertheless, comes the Gemara and says, Moshe grabbed the tablets from Hashem and if he may say such a thing, and he told Hashem, I'm taking it anyway. Hashem said, don't take it. This is the golden calf. What happened? Moshe comes downstairs and he sees the dancing. He breaks it. And says, Hashem told you not to take it. Why did you take it? Why did they dance? Why did they dance? Why? Torah says before, the dancing started because you ate and you drank. That's the problem. Hashem, we say it every day in Shema Yisrael. You eat and you drink, be careful, don't love the Torah. I said, why should I love the Torah? Is it because I had some food? Yeah. Because you don't eat 100% Lashem Shamayim. You don't eat the food because the purpose of creation of the food to give you certain energy inside you, then what it's going to be, you eat the food and you drink, then you can have immediately in your head so-called bad thoughts, no Avodah Zarah. I think Moshe Rabbeinu said it in the last speech, Pashat Avinu, Veshman Yishurun Daivak. A person sits and eats, obesity, he kicks the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So what do you mean? What do you mean? I said, I kicked the Kadosh Baruch Hu because I ate, because I drank. Yeah, because you don't understand the purpose of creation, says the Chazon Ish, this is worse than a dead person itself. That's Rama Masih's commentary. So the downfall of this world is because Chava, in Adam HaShon, they ate the thing that Hashem created for a certain purpose, and they ruined so-called idea. And after they ate, they finished, the world finished. That's why, eventually, we went down to Egypt, says Ari, because of that act in Gan Eden that caused eventually to go to Egypt. Come to us, I want to tell you something. It's called Bikurim. Mitzvah Bikurim. What's the Mitzvah Bikurim? Take the first fruit. Say, what do you mean, take the first fruit? You don't know how desire, how much a person loves. The first thing he sees the bug, he sees, he goes to his backyard, he goes to his field, he sees, ah, Baruch Hashem, the fruit is coming up. The Gemara says, the Navi says, that a person that doesn't keep the mitzvot, he goes to his orchard, he sees a fig, and he says, Boda bechapoi vlaena. While the fig is still in his hand, he doesn't even open it to check maybe the worm is high, or to cut it. He swallows the whole thing. This is my fig, the only tree doesn't have anything to throw out. Certain trees, certain fruits have a shell, some of them have a pit. The only one doesn't have anything is the fig. So the Navi, you know what people do? They take the whole fig, put it in their mouth. So what's the problem? You understand? You don't achieve what Hashem had in mind when He created that thing. That thing is a protection. That thing is to give you an energy. You ruin it. What do you do? What do you do? What do you eat? What do you eat? What is it for? The purpose of food is energy, and you have it for desire. The Gemara says, "Bikurim is not this." Hakadosh Baruch Hu, listen. You see, Bottom Shalot Israel, Baruch Hashem, I'm here. You know, here's my fruit. It doesn't matter the size of the Gemara says. It doesn't matter the size. Just by showing Hakadosh Baruch Hu that you control yourself, and you're not swallowing the first thing, he says, because I know the purpose of the fruit is not what I think it is. It's not a desire with it, it's for the energy inside it to cancel bad decrees. Ram Lechidan says this Rosh Hashanah is Yom Adin. What happened to Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah, Adam Lechava, 8:23. Rosh Hashanah, they did so-called something that eventually the Gemara says, they didn't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Gemara, Adam HaRishon Minaya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Adam HaRishon, told him, Adam HaRishon, do you regret you ate? He said, no. I said, how dare you say to Hashem no? Not only that, he said, I ate, and I'm going to eat more. Hashem said, you want to do teshuvah? I said, no. No. And what happened? But the food. The food has such impact on a person that he cannot control his brain, and he defeated the purpose of HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave this food for him. This food for him. Let Chachamim say, Rosh Hashanah, a person takes, as the man says, certain food in his hand, and he says, Yeraton. What do you say? It's not Yeraton on Rosh Hashanah. So Kadosh Baruch Hu, I understand now that these carrots I have in my hand, and I said, Mr. Bracha, the purpose of this carrot is to cancel the decrees. For this it is. So it means like this, before the decree comes, I already say Baruch Hu on the carrot, and I pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, cancel the quiz. And let's take a moment of it. If you pray before, it helps you. Rosh Hashanah Yom HaDin, when? In the morning. Rosh Hashanah in the morning, Hashem brings the universe. I said, Rosh Hashanah at night? That's what Rabbi says, only the first night. I said, the second night, you don't have to do it. The first night, you tell him, listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I know. I know the mistake that was done on Rosh Hashanah. 782 years ago, in Gan Eden, that's what happened. They defeated the purpose, they didn't understand. The purpose of food is not to have the food. It's to pray while you're having the food, either to cancel the decrees or the opposite, to bring good decrees. And this is the purpose of Mr. Yeraton, that the person, Rosh Hashanah doesn't say, a carrot now. A carrot now is nothing. He says, I'm having a carrot now, is what it means that from now on, not tonight, from now on, every time I have a carrot, I don't have this in mind. Why do I have bits? Why do I have date? Why do I have this food, that food? It says this, all things, those things, make for me to pray before the decree comes. And come to Chida, I say, listen. David HaMelech says in Tehillim, honesty is called Avodah Shonim. Hashem, please don't remember the first thing. So the Chida, Rav Chida says, what do you mean the first thing? It means like this, if you are able to correct the first sin, a Mishnah says, one sin brings the other one. But if there is no first one, you mean no second one. So all the sins that a person had or did in the previous, in the last year, is because one day he did one, and then the Mishnah said, and another one comes because of the first one. If she cancel the first one, all the rest of four. The first thing done in this world is food. Having the food on Rosh Hashanah, because we want to correct it. And that's the purpose of Bikurim. The purpose of Bikurim is I correct the original thing. The Gemara says, I tell you what it is. The Torah tells us that every Torah talks about the sacrifice. The Torah says, the intakir minchat Bikurim. If you're going to sacrifice Bikurim. He says, what Bikurim? What are you talking about? He says, no, Bikurim. The Omer is called Bikurim as well. Omer is called Bikurim. What does this mean? He says, I'll tell you what it is. Omer, you bring to Beit HaMikdash barley. So the Gemara says, almost never barley with Hamikdash. Everything is sweet. There's only one more time was barley. When a person brings his wife to the Kohen, and he says, my wife is not behaving. Then the Torah says, the lady has to come and bring sacrifice barley. Says the Gemara, you know, Omer is coming, so what's, you know, what Omer is all about? Omer is a kapara on the golden calf. The golden calf, we were engaged to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. 40 days later, we did the golden calf. What does this mean, says the Gemara? He betrayed your groom. Betrayed. Yimachul was a groom, he was a bride. Likewise, her wife, that so-called being suspected that she doesn't behave. She brings barley, we bring Omer. What Omer? Omer is barley. Bring away Omer. The Torah calls Omer Bikurim. Of course, the word Bikurim comes from first. But the word Bikurim means, I bring the first one to you. What do you mean bring it to you? It means that it's really the golden calf. The kapara of the golden calf is the Omer. And it says, likewise, you come to Hashem and say, look Hashem, we so-called betrayed you. We did the golden calf. We didn't talk about the golden calf. This is our God instead of you. It's called Bikurim. Hamim say the same concept is called Bikurim. On Chag HaShavuot, a person means Bikurim. What Chag HaShavuot? Chag HaShavuot is Hashem gave us the Torah. So God gave us the Torah. What happened with this Torah? I said the Torah came to the place, so-called the bad energy that was created by mankind, by Adam HaRishon. And for this, we went down to Egypt. We came out of Egypt. We came to Mount Sinai. And Hashem said, Shavuot, Yom HaBikurim, what Yom HaBikurim? He said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, read the text, there's a text of it. He said, Hashem, you know what? I appreciate you very much. God wanted to kill Yaakov. And you went down to Egypt. Why did you go down to Egypt, you know? And he said, yeah, because Adam HaRishon went down to Egypt. And you came out of Egypt, okay. Now where are you? In Beit HaMikdash. What did you tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I'm sorry. You're sorry for what? I'm sorry what happened on creation. As Rambam writes, it's a confession. The text is a confession. Confession of what? On the sin that our grandfather Adam HaRishon did in Gan Eden. He says, what did he do? He grabbed the fruit. He ate it without the Beit Kavanah. Here we come, Rosh Hashanah, we tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're here, he's the Yiraton, we want it. It's actually Ezra and Nehemiah. The government taken by Tamidosh, Ezra gave a speech, and I'm Israel, whoever came alone from Iraq and Iran, prayed over there with Tamidosh, and Ezra gave them a lecture and stopped crying. And Nehemiah said, don't cry, go home and eat. Don't go home and eat. Rosh Hashanah is the day of judgment. How do you have even appetite to it? If somebody would know the truth about Rosh Hashanah, at Chas Shalom, he won't be here next year. So you go home, you come on Rosh Hashanah with the Knesset, and say, Yiraton, what Yiraton? You don't know what's going to happen. Yes, I know. I don't know. But I do want to correct my previous year act that started with food. The world's default was with the food. Our job is what means to eat Lashem Shamayim, to understand the fruit and the vegetables and all the food and the special energy for us that Hashem wants us to escape bad decrees. This is the whole idea of Rosh Hashanah. It's true Hashem is going to look at our file. But I say, listen, you know what I did? Whatever I did is because of the food. We say it in Shema Yisrael. Shamu lachem yisrael v'abchem yisrael v'adim v'adim v'adim. Because we ate. Am Yisrael ate is the golden calf. And it's constantly the fool was always involved in misbehaving. But if you didn't eat it from Shamayim, you're never going to forget about the Kadosh Baruch. You forget about Hashem because of the fool. And Shema Nishon v'ayvot. The obesity is something against the Kadosh Baruch, against creation. That's why I'm saying, Oshana, since the Gemara has those things in front of you and have those ideas in your head, then the Gemara says, it is a good sign to have a good year. Not just to pray, because that cancels so-called the roots of our misbehavior. Right? Chachamim tell us Rosh Hashanah is a very serious day, but he has to eat Rosh Hashanah. I said, this is their judgment, Hashem judges me, and how can I eat? It's the opposite. You have to eat in Chaimah told them. You have to. You have to be happy because you tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, understand the purpose of creation, the purpose of Gan Eden, and the purpose of the fruit is for me to pray to you, to ask you to cancel the decree to Moshe Rabbeinu.
The next lecture in Yerushalayim after Sukkot.